Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, I want to say this. I think this is a prophetic statement. I feel like it is, and we will find out in time. But I remember when the president was talking, and he said specifically, you know, they asked him, you know, are you going to close down Guantanamo Bay, the prison there that has the prisoners of of this radical Islam we're seeing take place right now? And they haven't. But let's first listen to what the president said, because this is what I'm sensing about could be happening in the next couple of months.
Second point, our legitimacy is reduced when we've got a Guantanamo that is open, when we suspend habeas corpus. Those kinds of things erode our moral claims that we are acting on behalf of broader universal principles, and that's one of the reasons why those kinds of issues are so important.
We're going to lead by shutting down Guantanamo and restoring habeas corpus in this country so that we offer them an example.
I think that folks made a terrific point that we have to stand for human rights, and that should be part of the trade equation. It is harder for us to do it when we have situations like Guantanamo, where we've suspended habeas corpus. To the extent that we are not being true to our values and our ideals, that sends a negative message to the world, and it gives us less leverage then when we want to deal with countries that are abusing human rights. So I think it's part and parcel with a larger program of us restoring the traditions that made this country great and made us admired around the world.
There are a number of different things that you could do early pertaining to executive orders.
Right.
One of them is to shut down Guantanamo Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Another is to change interrogation methods that are used by U.S. troops. Are those things that you plan to take early action on?
Yes. I have said repeatedly that I intend to close Guantanamo, and I will follow through on that. I've said repeatedly that America doesn't torture, and I'm going to make sure that we don't torture. Those are part and parcel of an effort to regain America's moral stature in the world.
Well, you think about it, you know, when you hear this theme, and I think that our president was very, I mean, who doesn't want to just to close that down?
Sure.
But the thing about it is what's there is the fuel that's happening now across with ISIS and everything's mm-hmm. happening. But there's, you have, you know, Guantanamo is located in Cuba, so you know that. And Guantanamo is not what you want to close down. You want to close down the Guantanamo detention camp. But what you heard over and over again, this is where I feel prophetically that maybe the Lord's laying on my heart, is what our president said over and over again, we're going to close down Guantanamo. Mm. We're going to close down Guantanamo. You know, there's a Navy base in Guantanamo. That's where those are the Navy. You know, we went down there to qualify our ships and to qualify our teams, and there's a Navy base there, and you think it's very important because it protects our southern borders that's going on. And, you know, I would say we're going to close down the Guantanamo base detention center, detention camp.
Right.
Not Guantanamo, but over and over again, it's Guantanamo. And then all of a sudden, you know, after all these years, you know, our leadership and our country has opened up and lifted the
sanctions
and opened relationships with Cuba. And that's where Guantanamo is. It's in Cuba. And you're thinking, what? That's 90 miles off the coast of Florida.
Why now? And what's the backstory to this?
Yeah. I mean, and it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what the news,
sure.
the news you know. And prophetically, what we've been hearing and seeing, I think about, you know, Brett Holderbaum out of Colorado and how, you know, the Lord began to show him, you know, Cuban aircraft coming into our southern border, coming into Florida and coming into different areas. And it's like, you know, the reason why that Guantanamo is there is to be able to have a presence of strength there.
Right.
And so this is the thing that dropped in my spirit. And
Bay of Pigs, you know, not Bay of Pigs, but
when the
Russians were coming over.
Yeah, they were
not
down.
Not too long ago.
Yeah, actually, they had submarines that were sunk down and waiting to shoot missiles into America, and President Kennedy was there.
13-day series. I mean,
yeah, everybody was on tension, and even they broke communications with Russia during that time. The Russian submarines, so they might have even did it because they didn't. They were panicking, and then they were listening to our radio programs in the submarines underground talk about what's going on.
Wow!
And then America was at risk. It was a few days that America could have been bombed right off its coast with nuclear weapons there and these submarines. Well, we have Guantanamo. So I would actually articulate it, you know, we are going to close down that detention camp in Guantanamo. But if you think about Miami in Florida, and you keep talking about Miami, after a while, people won't even realize that you're talking about Florida.
Right.
Well, think about Miami like Guantanamo, and Cuba's like Florida. So you're talking about all of Cuba. It's the whole thing. It's and so you open we open the this relationship with this these governments around the world, but right here in Cuba, right in our backyard, 90 miles off our coast, that has oppressed its people. There's nobody more upset than the Cuban American Cubans that are here, that are seeing, you know, what's happening as their families are being imprisoned.
Fidel, Raul.
Yeah. And so then just something just happened. It happened, you know, in my prayer time that, you know, one of the strategies that might be going on is we're fixing to give Guantanamo away to Cuba. Think about that. The things are being set up because the president tried to get nations, including our nation, to take these prisoners in. And the whole world said, no, we don't want them. They traded a couple of them for a reportedly betrayer, whatever he did. Bird dog. But what did he do? He left.
A deserter.
Reportedly deserted his troops and traded five of these guys. And the whole world went into uprage over that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's like, hey, let's just give the whole piece of land away.
And what are the potential ramifications? If we give away this land, what does that mean for America?
Well, you think about it. He said all along, I am going to close down Guantanamo. I'm going to close down Guantanamo. I'm going to close down Guantanamo. He didn't say, I'm going to close down the detention center in Guantanamo.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, arrangements are being potentially, I don't know, that's just about the spirit, that the leaders of, you know, Cuba is going, well, great. Yeah, we're eventually going to have this military Navy base is going to be out of here. Yeah, we'll take those guys on. Mm. And, of course, they release them right away and say, we didn't release them. They released them. But the big thing is that prophetically what we've heard is that there's going to be something coming up from the Gulf of Mexico into Florida. I mean, a battle, you know, spiritually is going to be coming in. And we've seen battleships. Some of the things that John Paul Jackson talked about before he went to go be with the Lord was, you know, the big question was, where is the Navy? Mm. Where is the Navy? That's a Navy base in Guantanamo. That's what we're doing. We're carrying our ships down there, and we went through all the operations of how a ship works. We go through these drills, and you had to get qualified, you know, to be able, and that's why you have these letters you put on your ship. Well, with that, it's a small thing they're called this detention center, but they're not talking about that. The words are, from the very beginning, it looks like from what we just saw, over and over again, that the theme is, we're going to close this thing down. Mm. We're going to close it down. And there's one thing I've noticed that with our president, President Barack Obama, that, you know, whatever he says, I mean, he does. I mean, he's going to do that. He says some pretty amazing things that are shocking, but he says it. And guess what? He's been doing it. We need to pray that God would have mercy and that we would be able to keep our southern bases throughout the South, including Guantanamo Bay, and that God would give wisdom on how to be able to deal with these war criminals that are in this detention center in Guantanamo. We would not give it up, and that God would stop any plans coming against our nation. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.